This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting off with a bit of national ag news this morning, language exempting checkoff programs from federal public records law was added to the pending fiscal year 2017 Ag Appropriations Bill after a coalition of ag groups lobbied for the addition. Meeting Place reports the coalition pressed Congress to add the language, which states that because funding for checkoff organizations is provided by producers, the House urges the USDA to recognize such boards as not subject to U.S. Code Section 552. Section 552 pertains to Freedom of Information Act requests. Several ag groups penned a letter to a House Ag subcommittee stating that including the language in the appropriations bill will ensure that producer resources are focused on research and promotion activities. The coalition in favor of the language includes the National Pork Producers Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The 2017 Ag Appropriations Bill still needs final approval from the full House. Meanwhile, the Senate is expected to consider appropriation bills starting next week. In other national news, U.S. soybean futures pushed to their highest point in over a year on Tuesday. Ag Professional says futures rose for a third straight session as crop damage in Argentina and fund buying pushed prices higher. Argentina lost 9 million tons of soybeans in April storms that swamped the Pampas farm belt. An analyst with the Argentina State Weather Agency is now forecasting a 15 to 16% drop from the world's third largest soybean exporter. Importers such as China are now said to be looking at the U.S. to make up for the drop in Argentina supplies. Trader estimates of net fund buying in soybeans range from 6,000 to 8,000 contracts on Tuesday. Switching now to some local news, on Monday, I had the pleasure of taking a tour of a sow farm located in Montgomery County. The farm belongs to Phil Borgic and his family, and Phil invited state representatives as well as some local members of the media to attend. We started the day at Phil's office in Raymond and then made our way to the sow farm to see what raising pigs is all about. Phil and I were able to catch up for a few minutes after the tour. We just finished up a tour of your hog farm. We had several state representatives with us. So kind of give us an idea who was all with us today. I know our Montgomery County rep, we had Avery Bourne here, but there were a few others as well.
We had Tim Butler. He's north of Springfield. Sarah Hernandez, which is west of Springfield. And they both come into the Springfield area. And then Mr. Representative Anderson, and he's actually up to Collar County. Representative Anderson introduced a bill into the House last year that talked about bacon and how Illinois is supporting of pork and pork processing and how important that was. And so wanted to get him down and actually come and see a sow farm today.
And this isn't the first time that you've done a tour like this. This is something that you're doing all the time, several a year. So kind of give us an idea of what happens on the tour and then various groups that you show around your farm.
Well, it is strictly the sow farm. So that means we breed farrow and wean there. And then the pigs, after they leave our farm, then the sow farm, then we finish them out somewhere else. But we want to come in, show them what we do, how conscientious we are about pig care, animal care, how well we manage the animals, and how the people really thrive at putting the best environment out there for our animals every day.
And you have school groups as well as legislators. What kind of people have you brought to show them around?
This last few months, we've had the CEO group of Montgomery County out. We've had high school seniors out of Christian County. We had the newly appointed House Ag Committee president come out. He's from the Chicago area, never seen a livestock farm, so we brought him out. Then today we had four representatives out. Representative Bourne, she has now made her second trip through there because she came out with the CEO group. But some of the people that are have influence on other people and that want to learn about our industry and see it firsthand, because it is once we moved indoors, you know, people can't see what we do every day, and it's up to our responsibility to show them what we do. And we have a shower in shower facility, so we're able then to prevent disease coming in by doing that, where before we weren't able to do that.
And shower in, shower out is just one of the many precautions that you take. I was talking with you a little bit about your vet and who you use, and you had mentioned they come once a month. So kind of share with us what all happens when the vet visits and what their specialties are.
Well, we work with a firm that is pork production specific, and so they help us with people management, pig flows, on how to prevent diseases. One of the things that they brought to us is biosecurity, and he's always questioning us on what we're doing. So working with him, then we have our own truck wash, where all trucks that come onto the farm then have been washed, disinfected, and dry before they ever get onto the farm. All of our supplies either go through the shower area or through a UV light or through a disinfectant room. So nothing ever comes into our sow unit that's not been sanitized. All of our animals that we do, our replacement gelts that come into the farm, are all tested before we bring them to the main sow farm. And so whatever we can do to keep our herd healthier longer is what we strive to do and strive to get better at every day.
And I want to talk about, you said it's a sow farm, so talk about the amount of time it takes from the birth of a pig to the time it goes to the market, and also how many pigs that you're raising at your farm.
Once a baby pig is born, it will be with mom or in the farrowing room or the birthing center for about 3 weeks, 21 days, and then we'll wean her from mom, and she'll go back into the breeding barn. And then the piglets then will go to different farms. We work with 13 grower partners, primarily in Illinois. And those pigs will be on that farm about 5 months to maybe five and a half. And then at that point, they'll be 285 to 290 pounds. And you have to remember, they came in the world at 2 to 3 pounds. So that's a very rapid growth. And working with those other farm families then, we're able to use Illinois corn, Illinois soybean meal. And we'll produce and wean about 3,200 pigs a week off the farm then and go to those different partners we work with.
And we had talked about this earlier with the group, but about how many litters of pigs are born each day?
We average 40 litters a day, so that's 500 baby pigs every day, and my team takes very good care of them.
So it's definitely a fast-moving business, always something going on. So a lot of decisions and a lot of staying on top of markets and different regulations and things, I would imagine.
That's my primary responsibility. I have very good staff that takes care of the pig care. And then I spend a lot of my time there with risk management. 60% of our cost, total cost, is corn, corn and soybean meal. And so I have to manage the risk on our feed costs and then the price that we're going to receive for our pigs. It's a very volatile market. It can go wide swings in profitability. And so that's one of the things that I do spend a large amount of time doing that. Then one of the things that I definitely want to mention is the amount of sanitation and how clean we keep the facilities to keep those pigs growing at that rapid rate.
Well, Phil, I think all great things that you've shared with us. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to mention?
Well, in my free time, I spend a lot of time promoting pork and educating about pork process. But one of the great things with the weather clearing up is encourage people to go out and buy pork, only cook it to 145 degrees, and enjoy your pork in the backyard picnic.
Once again, Phil Borgic of Montgomery County. And I do have to say that Phil's wife, Karen, greeted us with some pretty great pork burgers for lunch after the tour. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.